The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It's now 9:03. We've got lots of sunshine this morning, just a few clouds. It's warming up. We're 62 degrees now. We'll get up to about 77 or 78 later this afternoon. Our top story this morning.
Our top story this morning, of course, is Veterans Day, and we honor the men and women who have served our country.
And KRLD's Kristen Yates tells us how we can celebrate them.
American girls and American guys will always...
The biggest November 11th event can always be found at the Dallas-Fort Worth National Cemetery, held there every Veterans Day promptly at 11 a.m. This tradition has roots going all the way back to Armistice Day, or the end of World War I, more than 100 years ago. The two biggest parades found in North Texas are at Fair Park in Dallas and Panther Island in Fort Worth. Both of these begin at 11 a.m. and are free to attend. At Plano's Oak Point Park, an honor display of more than 1,000 American flags is a lovely backdrop to celebrate our veterans. And our veterans can enjoy some special experiences for free today as well, like a round of golf at the PGA Frisco or taking in the John Wayne exhibition at the Fort Worth Stockyards. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm David Rankin.
And I'm Heather Behrens. The Cowboys struggled from start to finish in a blowout loss to the Philadelphia Eagles at AT&T Stadium. Nui Scruggs with NBC5 has more.
If you thought a new quarterback would give the Cowboys a spark against the Eagles, well, Cooper Rush was simply awful in his first start in place of the injured Dak Prescott. The veteran quarterback threw for just 45 yards on 23 attempts and lost two fumbles. Rush was replaced by Trey Lance in the fourth quarter. He wasn't any better. He only added four more yards to the total passing. Dallas turned the ball over five times this afternoon. Meanwhile, Jalen Hurts for Philadelphia accounted for four touchdowns, leading the Eagles to a 34-6 blowout win. The Cowboys have lost four straight games. They're now 3-6 on the season, and that includes an 0-4 mark in Jerry World.
You know, you can't win 10 games turning the ball over five times. I don't give a who lines up. So that's the part we got to get right. You know, the giveaways, it took us out of that game in the second half. Yeah, we missed a lot of our good players, but these young guys, I believe in them, and we just got to continue to work.
And the Cowboys will try again at home when they face Houston on Monday Night Football.
Why try? Why?
Well, because Dak's out for the season. I guess the season's over.
Why try?
Yeah. A better pick in the draft? Hey, state biologists are monitoring a situation. There's been a mountain lion going through Collin and Denton counties.
Security cameras recorded the mountain lion, and it was reported to the state parks department back on November the 4th. Our media partners at NBC5 reporting since then, people have reported seeing the large cat on other properties. And Brady Smith's RV park backs up to a state park. He tells NBC5 he's accustomed to wildlife, some like deer, turkey, possums, raccoons, and armadillos are now more common than others. Now he can add a mountain lion to that list.
It's Mark Willis reporting.
Here, kitty, kitty.
I've got some great pictures of bobcats that are walking in my backyard as well.
With their eyes all aglow.
Yeah. And on my camera this morning, there's a skunk that's been hanging out at the house.
You don't make him mad.
A little stinky kitty.
Yeah,
don't
exactly.
make him mad. A doctor of internal medicine is sitting in a North Texas jail after he's convicted in a mass medical kickback scheme.
A federal court jury in Fort Worth heard 2 days of testimony, then deliberated 15 minutes before finding 60-year-old Dr. Hector Ubaldo guilty of taking more than $250,000 in bribes. Ubaldo was on the take because he needed cash. His scheme was to direct lab work to certain customers in exchange for cash. He took thousands from telemarketers for playing a fake advisory role. Now Ubaldo faces a possible 15-year prison term. The judge ordered the doctor locked up while awaiting sentencing. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.